Governor Whitmer has ordered a study of alternatives to Line 5, seeking other ways of meeting the energy needs of the Upper Peninsula. On Tuesday, UP Senator Ed McBroom spoke to the Senate.
Last week, the governor issued an executive order that seems, in my mind, to be made out of an abundance of caution, but out of a lack of information.
And Senator Ed McBroom, GOP from Vulcan, is with us now. Senator, what is the information you feel the governor's missing?
Well, that several studies have already been conducted, both by the government and by independent reviews, that answer the very questions that this new study is supposed to find out.
And you say this study, in your words, is fiddling while Rome burns.
Well, in a sense, that may have been a little too dramatic in rhetoric, but I was just speaking extemporaneously. The facts are, though, that the studies in the past, both ones that are pro or opposed to the tunnel and Line 5 itself, show that there is a huge energy demand in the Upper Peninsula that does not have a way of being addressed outside of what we have right now with Line 5. And that's most specifically our propane needs for both the UP and the northern lower can't really be feasibly done economically or through current infrastructure without Line 5.
And I know you talked on the floor of the Senate about what it was like in the winter of 2014 with that propane shortage. So the governor's office says about 25% of residents in the UP heat their homes with propane, mainly from Line 5. So based on the 2010 census population of the UP, we're talking about a little over 75,000 people. Is that a pretty accurate number?
That seems a little bit lower than what I've seen in other information as to how many heat their homes with propane. But, you know, I'd have to go back and look at where her sources are versus the sources I've seen.
Fair enough. So, and in your speech, you say there are really no viable alternatives for people
That's
in
right.
the UP. So I've got to ask, what about trucks like the rest of the state?
So, first of all, I mean, we still are using trucks, obviously. But when you talk about the rest of the state, you know, a huge amount of the propane utilized in northern lower is also dependent on Line 5's provision. But specifically to the UP, we have the propane that is taken out of the natural gas mix flowing in Line 5 at the Rapid River plant. Then that is distributed across the Upper Peninsula through trucks. The reason why they're not a viable alternative to that line supply is that in 2014, when Line 5 had been shut down, our trucks in Michigan aren't allowed to load in Wisconsin. So we were forced to drive those trucks to Missouri, to Arkansas, Oklahoma, other places in order to get loaded. That's an enormous amount of distance to cover. You have to rescind a lot of the time of day travel regs for the truckers. And on top of that, even all that aside, in order to completely lose the propane from Line 5, you're talking about 200 trucks a day of propane being imported into the Upper Peninsula year round. So that's why all those reasons together or alone can only be reasonably said to be not be a viable alternative.
Senator, people who oppose Line 5 argue 5 years is too long to wait to get that pipeline out of the water and into a tunnel. They point to last year's anchor strike as an example of why it needs to be addressed immediately. What did that anchor strike signal to you?
Well, several things. One, it was the first and only time it has happened in over 60 years and was done clearly by somebody who's just not at all following the rules, and the rules that have been enacted even since then are even more stringent and more in line with penalties, so the likelihood is tremendously diminished. On top of all that, the line sustained that impact and is not didn't leak, doesn't seem to have even come close to leaking, and so to me, all those things together stand to reason that we can wait the 5 years to build this tunnel. We can sustain the level of risk because it is a very low level of risk, as the anchor strike last year proved.
So in our final few seconds, how would you balance the energy needs of the people of the UP with concerns for the Great Lakes?
I'd build the tunnel, especially a tunnel that's completely paid for without taxpayer dollars. The tunnel is the way to strike that balance. I'd be okay with building a whole new line or doing some other things too, but to some people that's too much risk. Building the tunnel is the right solution, and we should get it done as quickly as possible and not keep throwing up roadblocks of studies or lawsuits.
GOP Senator Ed McBroom of the 38th District, Vulcan, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for your time.